My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozy, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today we are going to talk about how we stay focused to achieve the best marketing results. So this can be some tools, some tactics, some strategies that we use to stay focused. But Neil, you want to start off first?
Yeah, so mine's really, really simple. I actually don't use a complex of tools or anything like that. I just have one thing in mind. When I want to stay super focused, I remember is what I'm doing continually causing growth. And if it's continually causing growth, then I just keep plugging away at it. I don't shift focus. I don't worry about what's next or new or what the hottest thing is. I continually just think about, can I get growth from what I'm doing? And what are more ways to keep compounding that growth? When I deal with people emailing me, which is how I spend most of my time communicating, I go through my emails right when I get them. And I'll start the important ones that I need to respond to that I'll take a little bit more time. And I make sure I go through all those starred emails before the end of the day. But I don't really have to use tools or anything like that. You can check out like tools like Rescue Time that tell you where you're wasting time if you have that ADD problem. I'm just a big believer in focus and just go after really big TAM. Even if I'm having a bad year or things aren't growing as much as I want, I just continually remember being like, all right, stay focused, big TAM, just keep trying to think of more creative ways to grow.
Yeah. So I'll give you a couple of tactics here. So Neil's actually one of the guys, when I think about people say, oh, maximizing what you really have. Most people say it, but not many actually live it. Neil actually does that. I think it's a little neurotic how he does it. And I'm saying this as a compliment. So Neil stays very focused. And I would say there's a great concept called The One Thing. So this is actually a book by Gary Keller, who founded kind of the real estate company. I think it's Keller Management or Keller Williams or something like that. But the whole idea is that you tackle one big thing. It's either one big thing for the year, one big thing for the day, one big thing for the week. But you know, I have like an actual physical notepad that I use, right? So physical notepad over here. And you know, on this physical notepad, basically for each day, I have one big thing that I want to tackle. And ideally, I get that done in the morning, right? Because to Neil's point, he talked about kind of ADD, and we're not making fun of people that have ADD. I would just say like, I tend to have tendencies. If you look at my personality test, I tend to have tendencies where I like to look at different things, right? And actually, when I look at Neil's personality test, using Principles U, it's free, by the way, he actually stays very focused there, right? So I understand what my weaknesses are. And for me, it's like, okay, what is the biggest thing that's going to drive the most value? And what's the biggest bottleneck right now? So, you know, for the main business that I have, what is the biggest bottleneck right now? I should just focus on that until it's fixed. And to Neil's point, talking about rescue time, there's actually a newer version of it that I find to be more productive with the graphs and all that. Neil, do you know that founder of Rescue Time actually passed away a few years ago?
No.
Yeah. So he passed away a few years ago. And
wait,
so
which founder? There's two of them.
I don't remember. They made it seem like he was like the main guy, but
I think there was like two founders. I could be wrong. Maybe
I feel like there was one. Go Google it real quick. While you Google, there's a tool called Rize. That's R-I-Z-E. That's the one that I've been using. Again, I think the easiest thing, like I've tried all the tools in the world. At the end of the day, if you just knock out that one big thing, like everything else is icing on the cake. That just makes your life a lot easier. Neil, did you Google it?
Rescue Time. There's three founders. There's Tony Wright. Who are the other two? Brian Fioka and Joe Herska.
I think it was the CEO that passed away. But anyway, we digress. So that's how we stay focused. But it's really important because in the early days, I'll say one of the mistakes I made was when I first started learning marketing, I was like, oh, check out this tool, check out this tool, check out this tool, or check out this new thing, check out this new thing. And then what ends up happening is you end up becoming, you become a generalist, but you don't really go deep in one area, right? So I think in marketing, we talk about the concept of being a T-shaped marketer, meaning that you go deep in one area, but you do learn kind of the other disciplines. And those are the marketers that we typically find. Those are ones that are typically the best. So Neil, did you want to add anything?
It was Joe who passed away. So sad. I never met him, but it's just sad when people pass away. Young guy.
So that is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this pod. It helps us grow, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.